You're surprisingly easy to talk to. My tongue slipped, and I feel like I ended up saying something that didn't make much sense just now.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to worry about it.
It's strange that you don't have any friends when you're this easy to talk to. Why don't you make some?
It was a direct question. She probably didn't mean ill. I knew that much. I hesitated to give an equally direct answer. The issue wasn't my not making friends, it was my not being able to make any. Which is why I gave that answer. Making friends would lower my intensity as a human.
What?
Hanekawa asked with a confounded expression.
Sorry, I don't really understand.
Well, you know, it's like... Crap. I had tried to say something cool, but didn't have anything to follow it up with. In other words, if I had friends, I'd have to start worrying about them, right? If my friends were hurt, I'd feel hurt too, and if they felt sad, I'd feel sad too. You end up with more weak points, so to speak. I think that's the same as becoming weaker as a person.
But you have fun when your friends have fun, and you're happy when your friends are happy. So it's not all about becoming weaker, is it? You might gain more weak points, but you'd gain advantages too.
No, I replied, shaking my head. I'd feel envious when my friends were having fun, and jealous when they were happy.
How petty of you.
She nailed me. Leave me alone. Even if what you said was true, that would average out to zero, I said. It wouldn't make a difference whether you had friends or not. No, there are more bad things that happen in this world than good, so it'd be a net negative in the end, wouldn't it?
Now that's a cynical thing to say.
Hanekawa took back what she said about me being easy to talk to. What a limited time evaluation, I thought. But that was fine. It's best to clear up those kinds of misunderstandings as soon as possible. You see, I want to become a plant, I said.
A plant?
That way I wouldn't have to talk. Or walk, either.
Hmm.
Hanekawa did give me a cursory nod.
But you still want to be a living thing.
Huh?
In that case, you normally say that you want to become something inorganic, like stone or iron.
I felt as if something unexpected had been pointed out to me. I wasn't lying. I had honestly felt for a long time that I wanted to become a plant, but I hadn't anticipated a counterargument from that angle. I see. Inorganic, huh? She was right. Plants are alive.
I was thinking of going to the library,
Hanekawa said. Hmm?
While I was talking to you, I started to feel like I wanted to go to the library.
What sort of mental circuitry was I dealing with? She did say that she was going to go home eventually, so she must not have had any particular plans. While she had time, just as I did, you could either kill it wandering around outside of school or go to the library. Maybe that was the wall separating the flunkies from the model students.
It'll be closed tomorrow because it's a Sunday, so I need to go by there today.
Huh.
Do you want to come with me?
Why? I asked with a sarcastic laugh. The library. I didn't even know we had one of those things in our town. What are you going to do at the library?
What else? Study.
What else? This time I was flabbergasted. Sorry, but I'm not enough of an oddball to study on my own during spring break when we don't even have homework.
But we'll be taking entrance exams only next year, you know?
Entrance exams. Just graduating seems like a shaky prospect for me. It's too late for me. I'm a lost cause. The most I can do is try not to be late for school too often next year.
Hmm.
Hanekawa mumbled, almost as if bored. Why, I wondered. It couldn't be that she wanted me to come with her. But Hanekawa didn't say anything more. Oh well. I knew she wasn't some proud, self-important character, but I didn't know what she was. The light had been going from red to green to red again. Now it was red. I thought that next time it turned green would be when I should leave. Yes, that would be the perfect time. I was sure Hanekawa thought the same. She wasn't someone who couldn't suss the mood.
Araragi, do you have a cell phone?
Well, yeah, of course.
Can I borrow it?
She asked, then held out her hand. I didn't know what she was planning on, but I obliged, taking my phone out of my pocket and handing it to Hanekawa.
Oh, isn't this a new model?
she said. I upgraded just the other day. It's my first new one in 2 years, so it has all these new features I don't even know how to use.
You're still young. Don't be so pathetic. If you're saying things like that now, civilization is going to pass you by all the more once you become an adult. If you're already on the wrong side of the digital divide, you won't even be able to live a decent life in the future.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll have to go live up in a mountain somewhere. Then once civilization crumbles, I'll come back to this town.
Exactly how long do you plan on living?
Was I immortal or what? She sighed. Moments after our exchange, Hanekawa began messing with my phone. While she may have been a class president among class presidents, the very picture of a model student, she was still a high school girl, and thus ridiculously fast at typing on a phone. It wasn't as if my phone contained any sort of personal information that I didn't want other people seeing, but don't be messing with people's phones, all right? Or, I wondered, could she actually be suspecting me of having used my phone's camera to sneak a picture when her skirt was flipped? If so, I wanted her to scour the thing.